The fresh air and powder have always been a big draw to the Kootenays. In the Selkirk, the allure of untouched snow, first tracks, and a fun ride to get there brings people from all around the world. This year, they won't be coming, though, at least not from outside of Canada. Outdoor operators have been grappling with how to continue business not as usual. Our reporter Keely Bartwit spoke with Megan Osak of Selkirk Snowcat Skiing about what this season will look like. Keely's got the story.
Typically, we operate from mid-December until the end of the first week of April. We run a 5-day, 6-night tour schedule, which is a rolling tour schedule. They run back-to-back. The end of last season was a crazy time for everyone. You know, it seemed every 5 minutes something would change, or there was some new outbreak discovered, or whatever, new measures being put in place. Closing the U.S.-Canadian border, that was probably the biggest one for us.
About 70% of Selkirk's snowcat skiing clients are international. Most of them come from the U.S. to Meadow Creek for a multi-day tour of pristine terrain. Those clients have had their bookings rescheduled for the following year.
It was about the time that I think Whistler was shutting down, and there was a couple of big resorts that announced that they were closing. So we followed suit. On our third last tour of the season, so that was sometime mid-March, we were going to run that tour, and most of them were actually Canadians, or they were Americans that had been in Canada for a while. And everybody felt fine and comfortable with that. We were in regular contact with our guests. So they came, but then after about 2 days, everybody was feeling super weird and they were concerned that they weren't going to get across the border and get home again. So we shut the program down. We were fully booked for this year. And then we told all our U.S. and international clients, like way back in June, that it was highly unlikely that they were going to be coming. And we would defer all their reservations over until next season. So that went actually surprisingly well. They all understood.
Osak shared how they've adapted their operations this season and how you even socially distance in a snowcat.
We completely revised our tour schedule and took our sort of 30% Canadian base and started trying to expand on that. We've been working on this nonstop basically since June, trying to figure this out, because there's really no handbook for this. Like lots of other businesses, they're figuring it out. And, you know, there's guidelines in place and we're following those. And we take information from the hospitality sector, food service, all the areas that we operate in, and apply them to what we do or slightly modify them. Well, our whole tour schedule is different. We no longer run back-to-back tours. We have 48 hours between tours, so there's lots of time for turning over the lodge, additional cleaning, disinfecting, really isolates one group of guests from another. Our staff are working in pods. You know, we don't have guides that work two tours back-to-back. Our guides don't work at other operations. They're just working for us. We are fully screening all our guests before they come in. We screen them 2 weeks before they arrive, and then again when they get here, take their temperature, do the whole questionnaire. We're feeling pretty confident that we've covered all our bases, and, you know, like anything, we're keeping a really close eye on it, and we will adjust if necessary. People are wearing masks for transportation and hand sanitizers everywhere around the lodge.
How do you socially distance in a snowcat?
Well, socially distancing in a snowcat is pretty much impossible, but, you know, our numbers are fewer. There's fewer people inside the box. The box has windows that open. We've also just purchased super high-end air filtration systems, like with the UV and HEPA filters. So we're installing those into the snowcat. Everybody's going to wear a mask. Our staff are masked up. We've got face shields, just as you would if you were riding a bus or going in an airplane.
Earlier this season, Revelstoke saw a cluster of COVID-19 cases grow to 50 before it was contained. Premier John Horgan said the cause was people coming into the community for outdoor recreation. I asked Osak what kind of concerns she has about people traveling into the region, even if they're from Canada.
I'm not particularly concerned. We spend quite a bit of time in Ontario in the off season, and I was actually there for 5 months over this summer. And some of that was speaking with personal connection and getting people to come and book trips here. So I kind of lived in that world for a little bit, and I'm actually really quite comfortable with what I've been hearing. We've been in daily contact with a lot of our guests. Transmission on airplanes is very low. They're being super safe. I mean, they've waited all year for this, and they don't want to get sick. These are the folks that, for the most part, are retired or they work from home. You know, they're not really out in the public that much. I mean, they're making their kids get tested before they visit from universities. I have a sense that they're being very cautious, which is what helps us feel really safe.
In winter, outdoor recreation operations such as Selkirk snowcat skiing are a big part of the local economy. If their season is canceled, the company won't be the only ones impacted.
I think if we were not operating, that would have a very serious effect on our local community. There's a lot of local staff that rely on us to feed their families. They can't wait to get back to work. They're feeling really safe. We were very upfront about what our plans were. We only moved forward with this once we had sort of input from all our staff. And we're super grateful that they're being flexible and really keen to get this season going. Like I said, I really don't believe that bringing 24 or not even 24 people every week into Meadow Creek is going to have an adverse, or there's no health risk. They're not out in the community here. They're within our four walls. So as long as we protect the staff and everybody does what they're supposed to be doing, and we're really diligent about that, I don't see there really being a giant risk. I mean, there's a risk to everything we do, but I'm not seeing this as terribly risky. To be honest, the easy decision would have been to say, okay, forget it. Let's just shutter the place, because this has been hard to get this going. The amount of work that's gone into developing our protocols, and it's been a lot. The reason that we're doing this is because we feel a responsibility to our staff in the local community. I mean, there's a lot of local businesses that depend on us in the wintertime through our purchasing. We do take that quite seriously. Really, this is not about us this year. This is going to be a break-even year at best. But to not operate would have been, you know, financially very, very difficult. So we still have those costs, whether we operate or not. We have a lot of infrastructure here. And so when we ran the numbers, you know, we thought, well, let's give it a go. And I'm happy if we break even.
You've been listening to KCR reporter Keely Bartlett's interview with Megan Osak of Selkirk Snowcat Skiing. This winter is the second season impacted by the pandemic for winter outdoor operators, and they're trying to balance the needs of the local economy with business and the safety of guests and employees.